Welcome to the Deliberate Leaders Podcast. I'm your host and executive business coach, Allison Dunn. Our topic today is creating a more conscious business. Our guest is Steve Farrell. He is the co-founder of Humanities Team, a nonprofit organization, as well as the author of A New Universal Dream, the inspiring story of Steve's journey from the pursuit of wealth and traditional ideas of success toward a more fulfilling life of caring, service, and humanity to others. Steve, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Allison, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I would love to kick this off with a deliberate conversation. What would be your number one leadership tip for our listeners today?
Well, this is going in the direction of conscious business. So my number one leadership tip would be, take off your social mask. Follow your heart, be authentic, deliver what true value that you want to bring to this day. And every one of us has something that's quite different. So what you are guided to bring to this day.
I love that. Could you share with us and a little insight as to what you are guided to bring to us?
So what I'm guided to bring to you is, I love this topic of conscious business. So, because my background is business, you know, I was an entrepreneur in Silicon Valley in the 1990s. I was in the right place at the right time. So, you know, a couple of guys with used furniture and the smallest, least expensive executive suite we could find then in South San Francisco. And then, bam, we had a $75 million company and created another $75 million company. And we were doing good things. You know, we adopted a high school, we were Habitat for Humanity, building homes, all of these kinds of things. But I was not devoted purely to conscious business, to really the world around us, to kind of serving life first, if you want to call it that, or nurturing life, if you want to frame it that way. And this is why I left to do what I'm doing now in the nonprofit world. For Humanities Team, and thank you again for that generous introduction. So what I want to do is just talk about the value for business people in really staying focused on real conscious business, because there's a lot of this, you know, I'll use this term greenwashing thing going on all over the place, including in conscious business, where in marketing it really is powerful, you know, to frame ourselves as a conscious business. But the real power, the real reach, the real goodness comes not in our marketing framing, it comes in delivery. So yeah, delivering real conscious business to our customers, to the planet, to our communities, that's the key thing that I want to bring in today.
Okay. What you're saying resonates with me. I think, you know, deliberate leadership and being deliberate in our, you know, business and in our lives is critical. So how would you define and or tee up the idea of what conscious business is? Let's just start like there.
Yeah. So conscious business, you know, science is now, we don't actually have to have any spiritual undertones at all. I do myself, but science is built a perfect bridge now to what mystics have shared down through the ages, and then the notables like Plato and Hippocrates, right, that in 450 BCE, so 2,500 years ago, said, oh, you know, everything is conscious, everything, that there's a universal consciousness animating all of life. They had different ways of speaking to this. Einstein called it a unified field. Conscious business is just where we're really understanding the science that says that everything is deeply connected, that there is a single consciousness that pervades all of life from protons and atoms, you know, microscopic levels, to galaxies, everything physical and non-physical, that everything is actually deeply connected. And we need look no further. Actually, I've been bringing in back to BCE times, but 2 years ago, right, in Nobel Prize for Physics, so 2022, three researchers for entanglement. And we can go look in the dictionary, well, what is entanglement? entanglement is there's no physical connection at all. And you've got these things that, which can be on different sides of the universe, you know, light years apart, thousands of light years apart, and they're deeply affecting each other. Now, this comes back to something very simple. Okay, Allison, like what I'm now saying and doing is affecting you. And what you're now saying and doing is affecting me. It's just that it's the simplicity of it is that. And of course, we'd say, well, yeah, that seems reasonable, right? We wouldn't say, oh, that's a big reach. That's a fairly reasonable thing. This is what science is affirming, is that actually everything is affecting everything all the time. And again, that's not such a big reach. So bringing it back to conscious business. So okay. Conscious business is just saying, oh, everything is affecting everything all the time. So why don't we, with our products and services, make sure then that we're bringing out products and services that nurture, that bring our goodness to communities, to countries, and to the world. And that's a key step. See, as an entrepreneur, back in my Silicon Valley days, you would have come to me when I was in Young Entrepreneurs Organization or Young Presidents Organization and said, Steve, how do you start a business? And I'd say, well, you find a need and you fill it, right? That's the entrepreneurship thing. So, but there's a second step here in conscious business. We'd say, oh, there's a need. And then we'd say, well, now, Allison, if we fill that need, are we going to be, is this going to like enhance, you know, better communities and better the world? Or, you know, to use an example, like in media, we could say, well, the need is, Allison, we could start a business with all kinds of fabrications and it would go in this direction and be really popular. We'd probably increase our viewership by this. We'd make this kind of money. But then you and I would say, no, but if it's got fabrications, you know, oh my gosh, you know, is that going to create a better community and better viewership? And are we helping homes? And we'd say, no, it's not. So we'd say, well, we could make a lot of money, but let's not do that. There's nothing good that comes of that. So conscious business is just down in the simplicity of, there's that second step of, we're always making sure as we fill needs, as we're growing our business, that it's nurturing, that it's supporting, it's affirming life out there. And that's part of our conversation and our culture of, well, if we do this, is this going to really make communities in the world a better place?
Mm-hmm. I tying kind of the two things that you just said. So like that the idea of fulfilling a need, but not having it just be profit driven. And I think I just want to make sure I dispel the idea that having a conscious business also does actually amplify success inside of an organization. And sometimes that looks like in profit. So what has been your experience in that?
Yeah, well, here's the really cool thing is, well, for starters, profit is essential, even as a nonprofit. You know, you have payroll and things. So my goodness, we're not, you know, in this whole, you know, new age world, you can be kind of pushing away profit. Well, we're not pushing away profit. Profit is a beautiful thing. Revenue is a beautiful thing. It's just that that's not the only goal. That's kind of more of a byproduct of what we're doing. My own experience and the reason I can do what I'm doing now in the nonprofit world is we were incredibly successful, you know, in for-profit business. How do we become incredibly successful? This is the really neat thing is, as you do the things I'm talking about, which we were in Silicon Valley in the 90s, is customers love your business where they sense that there's a real authenticity, that you're really working to do what's right for customers and employees. It's not a tops down, you know, you're soliciting their views and their opinions, their contributions. As you get this whole thing going and it's real, employees love this. Customers love it. Even vendors who are often treated terribly love it because they're treated with respect too. So everybody loves it. Well, when everybody loves it, you know, you follow that bottom line growth. What we grew, that's how we grew as two guys with used furniture and a teeny little executive suite into these massive organizations as we were doing this. So that's the thing is you can actually have a much more successful business, even in revenue and profit, where you do this than where it's just sort of marketing spin, you know, and we're just filling needs for revenue purposes.
What would be like three signs or traits that you would be able to identify if someone is running a conscious business, if they're a conscious leader?
Okay, so three things. One, as I'm bringing in this higher purpose. So the higher purpose of we would say, where you and I say we're working on a project together, Allison, we'd come back and we'd say, this is our higher purpose. This is our value proposition. This is how it's going to be a beautiful thing for homes and communities and for countries in the world. So higher purpose, and where you really deliver. Two is we would have a very thoughtful process in human resources where we're hiring. So where we're hiring, where we're recruiting, these things that I'm talking about, of course, would be part of the interview, but actually it goes further than that. So, because there are a lot of people that now have understanding the science and they would kind of talk, they could sort of the logic center of their mind, talk it, and but they wouldn't yet be at the stage where they'd integrated it and where they were experiencing it, where because people become softer, they listen better, they don't have sharp elbows anymore. They're more in a place where, you know, they're really living it, embodying it, expressing it. So our human resources division here within this organization would be looking for signs that people really are that. They're embodying and expressing it, not just understanding it. Three is the culture of the organization. So the culture of the organization, of course, is going to be these things I'm talking about, where there's going to be a lot of listening, a lot of value contributing. You're actually, this is going to be different than the normal sort of tops-down thing where you'd observe that everybody was actually creating, there's sort of this stillness, this careful listening, this thankfulness for people that are contributing. It's completely different, actually, than a meeting where just the more senior you are, the more voice you have, the sharper the elbows that you have, the more you might be likely to criticize in a meeting. And you're actually not very often going to criticize in meetings. If there's something that needs to be talked out that way, it's going to more happen on in the one-on-one, not in the group meeting. So the culture is going to be quite different. So those are three examples of things that a really healthy, conscious business would practice.
Okay, so I love the outline of the three steps. So let's say an organization wants to make a shift towards a more focused, like, can you imagine if all of the businesses and all the industries and all the worlds kind of operated this way, how magical the universe would be and how abundant we might be. What is one key element or thinking principle that has to be part of that to move in that direction?
A key principle to move in the direction of this prosperity and abundance and all of these things. The key thing is just the heart, really, for this, that this is really something that's strongly desirable, that it's not a business thing of I'm doing this because I want to get this. It's more at the level of heart of this is what I really want. This is my way of you know, living on the earth and being a professional, if you will. It's that deep, it's that devoted, it's that committed, it's that it's all of those things.
When did you recognize that you wanted to make the shift from being what I would consider to be, like a tech startup, grow the business to sell it, to a shift of more consciousness?
You know, and I actually wrote a book about this because it's called A New Universal Dream, which is my true story. Because I was in the right place at the right time and in the private jets and all of that kind of stuff. And then, you know, as this was, as I had my personal awakening experience where these things that I'm talking about became truths for me, I lost my passion for just business for the sake of business. And I wanted to more come out and do this engagement thing like what we're doing here, Allison, where we can talk about it and really guide people to, you know, creating incredible prosperity if they have a real heart for it, you know, and the world needs it now. As we know, looking out the window, right, there are challenges. And the things that we're talking about here now not only bring there's personal fulfillment and prosperity and abundance and all of these things for us personally. But these are the things actually that shape this whole new world that that many of us that are on this conscious journey are supporting now. So yeah, for me, it was in the 1990s when I was an entrepreneur in Silicon Valley that I did that big U-turn of just sort of stopping to do just this and starting to do these other things that we're talking about now.
What is the most exciting thing that you are working on currently with Humanity's team to bring to the world?
So we, a few years ago, got this download to make conscious living pervasive worldwide by 2040 in 16 years. So, and this great migration to conscious living has already begun. Like you're living into it, Allison. I think a lot of your viewers, people that are listening to this program are, yep, got it. A lot of us are actually on this journey now. It's just that there isn't a movement yet where we've all sort of come together and saying, yeah, this is what we stand for. This is what we're going to do with our business. This is what we're going to do with our lives. So this is our big, massive thing in Humanity's team. We're a nonprofit, 501c3, is to support conscious business, support conscious journey or conscious living, support the journey, the migration to conscious living from this other way of living where we just think we're all separate and the earth is sort of a refrigerator or warehouse, you know, with resources. We've got to really leave that old world behind. So yeah, this is our big thing in Humanity's team.
Okay. Well, I wish you luck in bringing us all together. I think it is a valiant mission to accomplish, and I'm so pleased to have talked to you about it today. So thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Allison.